Coming up on Saturday, November 21st, it's Catalina Island's Trail Venture Weekend, featuring the spectacular Catalina Eco Marathon, Half Marathon, and 10K. The Eco Marathon will take runners to parts of the island rarely seen by visitors. The finisher's medal is one of the absolute best, and the course is considered one of the world's most scenic. For information on all of the weekend's activities, including hotel and boat packages, go to runcatalina.com. That's runcatalina.com.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runner, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, runcatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $67 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. Our next guest, the main man from Spectrum Sports, coming up on November 21st, we have the Catalina Eco Weekend, Eco Marathon Weekend. Mr. Mike Bowen joins us. Mike, how are you?
Great, Bob. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. So talk a little bit about, you know, you've got a marathon in March, which has been going on forever and ever over on the beautiful island of Catalina.
Right.
And then a number of years ago, it was like, well, maybe one's not quite enough. We'll do something new. Catalina Eco Marathon, 4,000 feet of climbing in March. That's sort of a little bit like a little appetizer. Let's do 6,000 feet in November. Then the Catalina Eco Marathon was born, and now you've got the marathon, you've got a half marathon, you got 10K, you got a kids run. It's become a whole festival.
Yeah, that was the idea. I don't know that it was the idea when we originally started, but certainly it became the idea here a couple of years ago when we looked at the numbers for all the events and said, what a wonderful time to put everybody on the same weekend.
Yeah.
And it's really worked well, and it's really starting to grow. We're currently tracking about 20% ahead of last year.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so it's really getting some legs and getting more recognized in the trail running community. I think for years, Catalina was recognized amongst marathoners maybe and runners, but not really amongst the trail runners. Matter of fact, I'll be attending the third annual trail running conference next week in Estes Park and have received several emails from race directors around the country that want more information on Catalina.
I love that.
When you stop and think about it, there's probably not a whole lot to do for a trail running race director in Michigan in November and March.
Right.
They're looking for alternatives, and this is a great one for them.
Well, yeah, you think about it, it's November time frame, which most of the country is a little too cold to be doing much, and the weather is usually spectacular on Catalina Island. For people who've not been to the island, because people listen to the show online and can be anywhere, talk a little bit about the mystique of the island and why it's so special.
Yeah, it has a tremendous history. It's situated just over 22 miles off the coast of Los Angeles. As us Angelinos and people in Orange County know, on a clear day you could see a perfect outline of the island. And it's kind of intriguing. It's this little island that's out there that the majority of the people I talk to say, gosh, I've never been there, or meant to go there my whole life, or I went there as a kid to a camp, but I haven't been back. And it's really a little oasis. I think what's really unique about it is, of course, there's Avalon and there's two harbors that are coastal communities with everything from the day guest to the guy with the yacht that wants to vacation and scuba dive and fish. But you just take a short drive to the interior, and it's a whole different ecosystem, thus the name the Eco Marathon. I mean, we go through four different ecosystems over there. I've been driving through the middle of the island, literally the middle of the island, through a middle ranch, through the valley, and come across a big conch shell stuck in the middle of a side of a cliff that you know has been there for eons as the island developed. And it's just some really cool experiences like that, going to the Native Americans that live there. The bison were brought over for a movie years ago, but they've become famous for the bison, and I think you've had a few interesting run-ins with a couple of our guests over there.
I think I'm the guest. I think they're the resident.
Right. and you just never know what you're going to get to see. The Bald Eagle program on Catalina Island has been tremendously successful, reintroducing the Catalina Island fox. while they're nocturnal. Sometimes you're lucky enough to see one out on the trail. And I think that's what people look forward to, is the different exposures, the different, you know, the different wildlife, yeah, and the different ecosystems that you get to go through and to see.
What, so if people go to runcatalina.com, they can, because you've got, you need to take a boat over and hotel. It's a destination event. But can they do everything at one spot when they go online?
They can. Runcatalina.com. You'll see the choices of events up there. You could register for one or all. And actually, at the Catalina Eco Marathon in November, you could come over that morning.
Really?
So we have a little later start. The 6:45 boat will get you over there, or I'm sorry, 6:15 boat will get you over there around 7:30, and we'll get you up to the start line. So you could start and come over. The March Marathon has a boat that leaves Avalon at 5 o'clock in the morning, so you do have to come over the night before.
Right.
And for those people that have seen the March Marathon, as you mentioned, it has quite a legacy. It's been going on for over 30 years. And some of the folks that come over then for the Eco Marathon say, oh, my gosh, I never knew that this part of the island even existed, because we go through parts that literally maybe only the rangers will see, or the,
right,
some of the biologists that are over there.
Well, and I remember there was a fire a number of years ago on the island, and the positive of the fire is you guys found the Trans-Catalina Trail, which had sort of been a mystery. People heard about it but didn't know where it was.
Yeah, that's right, and now they've almost completed it from one end of the island to the next, and they're going to be adding sections to it, I just learned.
And the other thing, the last time I was over there, there's, you can go zip lining. There's a lot more to do on the island than there used to be.
Yeah, the island company is under some new leadership and guidance, and they manage most of the attractions on the island, and they have zip lines. It's easier to rent a bike, and they'll actually drive you,
right,
to the top of Avalon, so you don't have to climb all the way out of Avalon, which is, as you might imagine, is quite a blessing. And then you could ride in the interior on a bike for the day, which is a great way to see everything. There's all kinds of Jeep tours, and they have underwater boats.
Oh, yeah, that's
tours,
right.
And then
glass
they have the underwater
boats, yeah,
scuba diving for a day type of thing, where you can get certified and get over there and check it all out. So there's no and for those people that just want to come over for a nice casual day and sit on the beach and have a margarita, nothing wrong with that either.
Well, and there's a marathon, the half, there's a 10K. And the 10K, is that primarily on the roads, or does that go off-road a little bit too?
No, that's off-road as well. Just over 3 miles of it is up on what used to be the Hour Trail when they had horseback riding in Catalina. And it's one of my favorite runs. I look forward any time I have when I come over, no matter what time of the year. If I have an extra block of time, I'll go on this 10K run that goes up around some of the great homes. The Wrigley home, not,
yeah,
the mansion, but where the Wrigleys live now. Some of these beautiful old Spanish homes. And then cuts down by the golf course, goes up the canyon a little bit, and gets on this trail that is just has these astonishing views when you come around the corner.
And so, you also have, because you want to encourage people to come over there multiple times, double buffalo. If you do both the March Marathon and the November Marathon the same year, right, you can get the double buffalo medal.
You get a double buffalo. Yep. And you come over, and there's been a handful of people that have accomplished. A lot more people have tried it than have accomplished.
Really?
Because, as you mentioned, you know, that's like 4,000 feet for one race and 6,000 feet of climbing for another. So as we tell people when they call, and we will, you know, Bob, we get a surprising number of people that finish the Eco Marathon and say, wow, that was my first marathon, and the only thing I could think of is why.
Well, and the nice thing is everything they do from then on is going to be like, well, that's it?
Yeah,
that,
right.
That's a, Boston, you're like Heartbreak Hill. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If you've been up that. Now, what is the name of that one hill on the Eco Marathon?
The Catalina Crush. It's 0.9 miles straight up.
And that's not like it's at mile two.
No, it's like mile 17.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, when you don't need it. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is great. And what
and
I always
people love it though.
What I always tell people is even the March Marathon. I remember being out there and we were about mile 20 or something, and I was with a guy who'd done the race every year, and I'm thinking, okay, how much more climbing can there be? And he looks over and goes, Oh, there's only seven more hills. I mean, most races, if they had seven total, we're at mile 20, and he said seven more climbs, and I'm going, oh, wow, that's not bad. Seven. I've already done 4,000. What could be worse? That's no problem at all. So, Mike, what got you interested in Catalina Island? As a kid, did you go over there?
You know, I was there in college as a camp. I think I went there younger, but I went to a camp when I was younger, and then I went back in college as a class trip, actually, in biology that we went over there and did some studies at the USC Center out at Two Harbors. And I just thought it was really a cool place to be. And I went over there a couple other times just for the day. And then eventually I got to know some of the people on the island. And the Lions Club on the island was the club and still is the club that really promotes all the athletic activities over there. And got to be friends with a couple of the guys. And, you know, one thing led to another. They asked me to help them originally just to come over and help. And we did that. And it kind of grew into an opportunity to manage a couple of the races. And then we started the Eco Marathon, oh, gosh, 7, 8 years ago, and then eventually ultimately handed that over to the Conservancy as the custodian of it.
Right.
So it's just been a really good relationship. I've seen a lot of changes on the island. I've seen the political climate, the business climate. But one thing's always the same. Once you get out of Avalon, it's still as beautiful as it's always been.
What people who have not been there before, when you're in the little town of Avalon, there's more golf carts than cars.
Yeah.
And then when you get out of the, seriously, when you get out of the city, and it reminds me of a European villa, I mean, not European city, with the houses up on a hill and some on stilts. It's just so spectacular when you come into the harbor. When you get outside the city itself, there is nothing. I mean, there's trails, there's buffalo, there's just beauty everywhere. I remember being in one spot and looking around at ocean on all four sides. And you're going, this is... It's really, when you talk about a getaway, the marathon day itself is the ultimate getaway, because you seriously are as far from civilization as humanly possible.
Well, there are a couple spots, the Eco Marathon particularly, when you're running along the KBRT Ridge.
Yeah.
And I tell people, take a moment and look around, because at that spot you could see not 360 degrees of ocean, but probably about 200 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see the San Nicolas Island off in the distance, San Clemente Island off in the distance. You could turn around and you could see San Pedro and Long Beach right behind you. It's a pretty special occasion or occurrence to see that. And then, of course, shortly after that, you start a screaming downhill and you're into a whole different environment.
The other thing that for people who are primarily road runners, you spend most of your time on pavement and concrete, and you're thinking, oh, gosh, trail run, it's going to be all rocky and it's going to be narrow and single track. Yes, there's some of that on the Eco Marathon, but a lot of it is fire road.
That's right. And we get that question a fair amount. Because it's the only roads in town, certainly the March Marathon is almost entirely
fire road. Yeah.
Trail road. You know, that's where everything from delivery trucks to school buses drive on every single day. The Eco Marathon is a little more remote than that, but it's still on Jeep Road and Edison Road. And there's about, all total when you add it up, about 2 miles of single track, but it's not real technical.
No, it's actually almost like a Disney ride. You're just sort of running along, and you got trees on both sides. It's just really pretty. That's fun single track.
You're not really worried about stumbling or hitting your head on a tree or anything. So, it's not super technical. And I get people all the time that come over that are experienced trail runners saying, "Hey, should I wear my
gaiters?"
Shoes? Yeah, just wear what you'd normally wear for training, and you'll have a fabulous time. On the other hand, you know, the road people that are mainly, which is most of us, that are used to participating on roads that come over, don't let it intimidate you. Just come over and take it all in. You'll have a great time, and you're every bit the trail runner that the person that, you know, lives in Colorado that does this every day.
Love it. Again, coming up on November 21st, there's a marathon, the Catalina Eco Marathon, the half marathon, the 10K, the kids run. And so, Mike, with the half marathon, what's that course like?
It's equally as hilly.
Yeah.
You know, the beautiful thing for those of us, or those of people that are going to come over and visit us, when you pull into Avalon, you'll see around it. There's only one way up, one way out, and it's straight up.
Exactly.
So It's a tough half marathon. It's no joke, but again, it's spectacular views.
Yeah.
So you kind of go the other side of the town, which is kind of unique, and then you'll meet some of your marathon brethren when you're coming down to the finish, because you'll have the same finish line.
Love it.
So I should mention, you know, also this year, Bob, because I think it's important, is that, you know, being with the Catalina Island Conservancy and with the Eco Marathon, we're really doing our best to promote the ecology of the island, especially in this time of drought and the sensitivity of the island in the interior. So this year, for the first time, we'll be going cupless.
You have, like, reusable cups?
Yeah. People are either encouraged to bring their own, or we'll have one for you of a little plastic cup, then you'll carry it with you. Our friends at Solomon are making them available to us.
Love it.
So it'll be a cupless and with hopefully very little, if any, footprint left behind.
That's really cool, especially because the hard part there is it's so remote that if people drop stuff, they drop a goo wrap or something, that could be there for years.
Yes, yeah, and we do our best to pick it up, but you know what, the wind blows it over, a fox takes it into a bush, and it's just not what we stand for and what we're there for, and so this year we'll be entirely cupless.
So one day you're putting on the races at Disney, because you put on the running events over at Disney, and then a week later you're putting on probably some of the most remote marathons on the planet. What's that transition like?
Yeah, it's interesting, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's like you're at the ultimate tourist attraction with thousands and thousands of people, and then the next weekend you're in this serene, beautiful, I mean, just totally different, right? They're both great, but it's as different as it can get.
Yeah, and as we had that last year as well. It's not lost on me. It's kind of amusing. I get a kick out of it, and I think it's what makes our races so fun and unique, and I think what keeps our staff and supporters so sharp also is, we'll have 14,000 people out there for the Avengers Superheroes Half Marathon at Disney, and they'll have a great time, and they'll be on city streets and Anaheim, Orange, and Garden Grove, and everything that comes along with that. Disney events are not easy to put together just because of the complexity and all the entertainment and the number of people, and, of course, the expectations that you have being fortunate enough to work with a group like Disney.
Right.
And then you turn around the next week and you say, hey, we're going cupless. Like, no problem, okay.
I love that.
We'll probably go through 40,000 cups at Disney, and, then Catalina is just a totally different environment. And,
yes.
Hundreds and hundreds of people show up to the course dock at Disney, and on Catalina they just kind of shrug and say, okay, let me know where we're starting.
Yeah, I'll follow that guy. I'll follow that guy, and I figure, if I don't finish, I'll become a resident. What the heck? Yeah, it's not a problem.
But, one of the really kind of cool similarities is the camaraderie.
Right.
We've been doing these Disney events for 8 years or 9 years now, and the camaraderie at a Disney event is unlike anything else. Just the people that sign up in groups and come over from whole cities,
sure,
or running clubs and walking clubs, and it's the same. It's the same on Catalina, but the difference is you tend to meet those friends out on the trail and become friends for a long time.
Yeah, I've met people during that run when we're both out there for centuries, and you become very good friends, and you see them year after year at those events and other events. So it's a very unique experience. I couldn't recommend it more highly. Catalina Eco Marathon Weekend coming up on November 21st. 2015, the marathon, half marathon, 10K, kids run. You can go to CatalinaEcoMarathon.com, RunCatalina.com, book your hotel, book your boat. And if you have not been to Catalina Island, this is the time to give it a try. Mike, thanks so much for taking time, bud. Congrats on everything you guys are doing.
Thank you, Bob. Look forward to seeing you over there.
Absolutely. Again, we're brought to you by Ironman U, RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation, RacePlace.com, and check us out on Babbittville and subscribe on iTunes. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.